January 24, 1921. The third fiat will bring to completion the glory and the honor of the fiat of creation, and will be confirmation and development of the fruits of the fiat of redemption. These three fiats will conceal the Most Holy Trinity on earth. I was feeling annihilated in thinking about this blessed fiat, but my lovable Jesus wanted to increase my confusion. It seems that he wants to make fun of me, proposing to me astonishing and almost incredible things, taking pleasure in seeing me confused and more annihilated. And what is worse, is that I am forced by obedience to write them, to my greater torment. So, while I was praying, my sweet Jesus leaned his head against mine, sustaining his forehead with his hand. And a light coming from his forehead told me, "My daughter, the first fiat was pronounced in creation with no intervention of creature. The second fiat was pronounced in redemption. I wanted the intervention of the creature, and I chose my mama for the completion of the second fiat. Now, for the fulfillment of both, I want to pronounce the third fiat, and I want to pronounce it through you. I have chosen you for the fulfillment of the third fiat. This third fiat will bring to completion the glory and the honor of the fiat of creation, and will be confirmation and development of the fruits of the fiat of redemption. These three fiats will conceal the Most Holy Trinity on earth, and I will have the fiat voluntatis on earth as it is in heaven. These three fiats will be inseparable, each one will be life of the other. They will be one and triune, but distinct among themselves. My love wants it. My glory demands it. Having unleashed the first two fiats from the womb of my creative power, it wants to unleash the third fiat, because my love can no longer contain it, and this, in order to complete the work which came from me. Otherwise, the works of creation and of redemption would be incomplete." On hearing this, I was not only confused, but stunned, and I said to myself, "Is all this possible? There are so many. And if it is true that he has chosen me, it seems to me that this is one of the usual follies of Jesus. And then, what could I do or say from within a bed, half crippled and inept as I am? Could I ever face the multiplicity and infinity of the fiat of creation and of redemption? Since my fiat is similar to the other two fiats, I must run together with them, multiply myself with them, do the good which they do, braid myself with them. Jesus, think of what you are doing. I am not for this much. But who can tell all the nonsense that I was saying?" Now, my sweet Jesus came back and told me, "My daughter, calm yourself, I choose whomever I please. However, know that I begin all of my works between myself and one creature, and then they are spread. In fact, who was the first spectator of the fiat of my creation? Adam, and then Eve. It surely wasn't a multitude of people. Only after years and years did crowds and multitudes of people become spectators of it. In the second fiat, my mama was the only spectator. Not even Saint Joseph knew anything, and my mama found herself more than in your condition. The greatness of the creative power of my work, which she felt within herself, was such that, confused, she did not feel the strength to mention it to anyone. And if, then, Saint Joseph knew it, it was because I manifested it to him. So, this fiat germinated like a seed within her virginal womb. The ear of grain was formed in order to multiply it, and then it came to the light of day. But who were the spectators? Very few. In the room of Nazareth, my dear mama and Saint Joseph were the only spectators. Then, when my most holy humanity grew up, I went out and I made myself known, but not to all. Afterwards, it spread more, and it will still spread. So will the third fiat be. It will germinate within you. The ear of grain will be formed. Only the priest will have knowledge of it. Then, a few souls, and then, it will spread. It will spread, and will follow the same path as creation and redemption. The more crushed you feel, the more the ear of the third fiat grows and is fecundated in you. Therefore, Be attentive and faithful.